Welcome to Empowered Podcast. I am Francine, your host for self-love, personal empowerment, and emotionally healthy living. Let's talk about how to get your desire accomplished. You know, it has been really one of my focuses has been recognizing that when it's something that you want, hard work is required. Persistence is required and endurance is required, because when you're going after something you want, be it a relationship, a job, a task, something that's important to you, writing a book, going to school, whatever it might be, obstacles will show up. And sometimes in experiencing those obstacles, they can weed out something that you really want to do and weed out the things that you were kind of so, maybe I will or maybe I won't. Because in order to get to the finish line of accomplishment or even freedom in emotional health, it requires exercising those muscles to do the things that you don't always feel like it, having the goal and the desire in mind to improve yourself, improve a relationship, improve your employment, your career, whatever it might be, nurturing, teaching, training your children, establishing adult relationship with your adult children. Everything requires a level of work and input. So don't be discouraged when you recognize that you tap on doors and they all don't come flying open. That's how I used to think. I used to think that one act of obedience to do what God put in my heart to do, whether it was writing a book or starting a new project, that if I did my part to show up and to apply and to put the things together, that the doors would just fly open. Well, I have come to learn that that doesn't always happen, and that it can be a sifting process. The waiting, the persistence, the endurance can be a persistent process to really help you see the things that you're willing to put in the work and the time to complete. And the truth is, it's okay for the things that you realize that are not really your passion projects or things you really in your heart aren't called to. Thanks for joining me. Visit my website, francinecoach.com. Subscribe to this podcast and share the hope.